Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Put down your grinder.
I am looking on grinder, actually.
I know, you're making your dick face.
Is that what it is?
Yes, you always make the same face. You always make the same face when you're looking. You know what, that's how we're starting the show, because audience needs to see this. You guys, I'm trying to show.
What is your dick face?
I'm not letting you know, because then you'll know that I know. But I know every time you're looking at cock.
There's dick face.
Oh, I know when any gay man's looking at cock, y'all. They get a gleam in their eye, like a twinkle, like Santa Claus is coming to town, and maybe on you later.
And coming down that chimney.
Coming down that chimney. What do you think about that new movie called Violent Night? It looks kind of funny.
What?
It's with the guy that's in, what's his name? Who was?
It's not called Violent
Night,
is it?
Yes, it is. It's a guy who was in Stranger Things. Who plays the sheriff.
David Harbour.
David Harbour, and he plays Santa Claus, and basically a family gets abducted on Christmas Eve, and he has to like go, it's like basically said, let's make a Christmas movie, but how do we make it like Taken? Like, don't take my daughter, and he's
why would
save
you
this.
Combine oh, a it, Christmas movie with
really
Taken?
Funny. He literally is about to shoot some guy, and he's like, someone's on the naughty list, and goes, bam!
Who's the audience for this movie?
Oh, dudes are going to go watch this. Oh, my gosh. So many women's husbands want to go see Violent Night. My brother.
You look like you're in your 60s the way
you're
putting that.
Well, it is chilled in here, and I'm drinking a coffee.
Yo, this is Hey!
This is Hey, part 7.
Christina, zoom in on that mug if you can. I don't know if you can see
it. What does it say?
That was don't knock your fucking coffee over, all over my. Oh, God. Y'all, this is.
Just a little. No, keep going.
That was from a musical I did with the Reagans, and it always looks like Ronald Reagan has a glove on.
It was about the Reagans, right?
Yes.
It's called In a Booth at Chasten.
Chasten's. Really good gig. They paid me a lot of money. Oh, stop spitting at your copy. They pay me a lot of money, y'all.
I love it that someone gets on their high horse, and then if you flash that money, he's there.
Not proud of it.
He's there.
I wouldn't do it now. I'm in a different income bracket.
Yeah,
it was a dark time.
Just an income bracket. I was there. Made nothing at the law office. All right, y'all. Okay, this is part two.
Happily Ever After, episode 12, part two. Isn't she lovely?
Lovely. Hey, we want to thank you for your Apple Podcast review and your Spotify Podcast reviews. You can keep leaving those. We also want to remind you, if you don't like our commercials and you want to fast forward, the best way to do that is just join the $8 tier on our Super Reality Gaze Plus, and you'll get it commercial free.
If you don't like our commercials, there's something wrong with you.
We try.
I understand wanting to fast forward through all commercials. We do try to make our ads as entertaining as possible.
Yeah, just press that button.
There's always a reference to my daddy.
There usually is, yeah.
Or some reference. I'm still shocked we get past the...
It's crazy amazing. To me. That Claire All hair color lets us talk about daddy.
My daddy and they're my daddy's sponsor. Leather dungeon.
But Rothy's doesn't mind at all.
We said something. I know what it was. You said erotica.
I said erotic.
Erotic. The word erotic.
I was actually trying to not make that gross of a joke. And I said, I'm just going to say the word erotic. And that's the only
and
thing
that
we got
flagged.
On. And they said, you can't say the word erotic. And I said, but the next sentence says, you had a ball gag in your mouth with your daddy. That cleared.
But I think that since it's not explicit, we get by.
It's explicit to me.
We made jokes about pop.
Anyway,
it's
y'all.
It's amazing. Y'all listen to my commercials or don't. I don't give a fuck.
Or don't. If you want to go to the $8 here, you'll get this show without commercials. And you'll get Love During Lockup. You'll get all of our Love is Blind that just dropped. There will be After the Altar. That's going to come. There's a lot of...
probably in a couple months.
There's still a lot of... And that's when we'll address... There's so much news right now about Zenib and Cole
honestly,
and all that kind of stuff.
I'm a little tired of it.
I'm kind of done talking. We'll revisit it.
I'm exhausted.
It after the altar.
I know Zenib doesn't listen to this podcast. I'm imploring you, take a step back from your phone or your computer.
Oh, her?
Don't do... Yeah. Take a step back. Girl. You're not doing yourself any favors right now. Take some time and retool. Yeah. Find some quiet time. The therapist you have isn't working.
Not
Maybe
working.
Maybe find another
she,
one.
As Leslie Jordan said, well, she ain't a working.
I wish nothing but healing for her after all this. Let me just say that. You need to be quiet.
She needs to be quiet.
You need to be quiet for a while.
Speaking of Leslie Jordan, I just want to tell people that he just came out with a book not too long ago. That's an Audible book where you can listen to him. But he did it. If you want to get some good Leslie Jordan stories, if you're just kind of there's an interview with him and Megan Mullally that they did for the Library of Congress like 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's such a – the people that end ask stupid questions. But I hate that. But
there should never be audience talk backs.
They're always
ever.
Horrible questions. Just – there was two people that asked good questions out of like 8. But there was one guy that just kept asking Will and Grace questions. And I was like, to Megan Mullally. And I was like, this is about Leslie Jordan.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a really good interview. He tells some really good stories. Just good old Leslie Jordan. It was a wonderful
thing. Y'all,
if
we ever take questions at a Reality Gaze show, know that they are plants. I will not allow terrible questions.
They are plants.
To be done. We had vetted them beforehand.
It's true.
I had to do way too many theater talkbacks and get the questions. How do you memorize your lines? Too many times.
Yeah.
So that'll never happen in our show. The questions will be good. They will be vetted beforehand, or there will be audience plants. Know that. Because I want you to be entertained. That is my prerogative.
God. Anyway, speaking of entertaining y'all, I would love to entertain you this Saturday at 3 p.m. at Nikki Levy's show. Don't tell my mother. My mom called me. She said, what are you going to say about me? Do you make jokes about me?
That's what my mother's worried about.
I said, Mom, I'm not making jokes about
you. You're telling the story.
I'm telling a story that's an embarrassing story. I said, it might not even be about you.
Yeah. No, it is.
It is. It is about my mother. But I said, it might not. She's like, well, I hope it isn't. It's just embarrassing.
Wow.
Well, what would you not want to tell me, baby?
Would you ever tell her that story?
You're my best friend. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you about the Liz Claiborne
Are cheese. You your mother's best friend? You might be.
So let's talk about Libby. I know we already talked about them.
No, we already did.
So, but anyway, y'all, get tickets for that in our Linktree link. Ironically, this woman, I just told you, this is weird. This is why I'm really connected to the universe.
You're spinning today.
No, I'm so connected to y'all. I bought a tarot deck because of...
God, help me!
Well...
Get it out!
It's not my fault. You know the sissy's to blame for that. But anyway, I feel real connected. Remember how I told you I said, you know what? I just looked and my old neighbor is dating Beth Grant from Sordid Live. She's dating...
You did tell me that. Yes.
She messaged me yesterday and said, hey, are you doing the show at Nikki Levy's on Saturday? And I went, yeah. She said, I thought that was your name. She said, my girlfriend and I are coming on Saturday. We're so excited. And I can't wait for her to meet you.
Beth Grant's daughter.
Yes. Who was in Sordid Live, y'all. Tell me that's a little witchy.
That is a little witchy.
Thank you. I just need a little validation.
I don't deny that it's witchiness
denied
going on.
Denied to me.
When you talk about it, it makes me, my eyes just start to roll back in my head. It's an involuntary response.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Exactly. Because when you're
what? Like, I'm just telling things. Well, you better listen later because this is going to be a...
You just zenimed me.
This is true.
You're like, you just told me that you never listened to what I say.
I did zenim you.
You zenimed me.
This is going to be a very special episode, y'all, because this episode, we're going to get a Maddie's Broadway Corner. Because I went to Broadway.
This was not discussed.
I'm overtaking it because I went to Broadway, and so now
that's
I have a Broadway
That's not how the
store.
Broadway Corner works.
No, you started it, so now I'm overtaking it.
You're not overtaking anything, number one.
You could do this a comic book corner.
No, I don't want to because that's not how things work.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm saving it for part two.
No, just do it now.
No, well, no, I think it's better for me to do it. No, I want to give everybody a tease like you do. I'm going to tease.
I haven't approved this. We always have to have these approved.
I did go to... I'll tell it now because, you know, I can't keep
corners
anything.
Are about, you know, news and segments.
Yes, this is very informational news. So first of all, I went to New York this weekend. I had to do a medical thing. Everything's fine. I just had to do a little checkup, so everything's good. But while I was there, I saw our sissy Susan and Christina. Chrissy. This is part of the Broadway corner. But on the Broadway, I went and saw Into the Woods.
Yes.
I saw that with
Stephen Sondheim.
It was great. Loved it. It's worth the hype.
Revival.
It's apparently worth the hype. I'll just say that to everybody.
Broadway Corner's not usually a review of productions.
No, it's good. Then I went and saw Some Like It Hot. It's what's in previews right now.
Shaman and Whitman.
Didn't think I was going to like this show because I didn't know how we're going to handle Smash. Men dressing up as women.
Yeah.
They do a great job of one of the character. I don't want to say trans because they don't put a label on it.
Yeah.
But a character is kind of figuring out gender and it's very well. That show is going to fucking win all the Tonys. It's like the tap dance. It's tap dancing throughout. It's wonderful.
Okay.
I loved it. But I go in and I go to sit down.
So this is about your theater
experience.
It's
something about Broadway. I go to sit down and this woman who sit next to me, she said, looked at me. She said, I know you. And I said, you don't know me. She said, yes, I do. And I had my mask on. And I said, yes. And I said, oh, I said, well, do you listen? I host a podcast called Reality Gaze. You listen to that podcast? And she said, Reality Gaze? I don't know that. She said, aren't you my daughter Rachel's best friend? And I said, no, I don't live in New York. And she said, take down your mask. And I said, I took it down. She's like, well, you don't look like David at all. And I said, no, I'm not David. She said, all right, then. And that's it. And that's Maddie's Broadway Corner.
Okay, that wasn't as much a Broadway corner as it was a series of anecdotes that happened while you were in New York.
On Broadway. I was literally on Broadway. Well, not the actual street, but in a Broadway theater at the St. James. Turns out her name was Cloris. She actually dated one of the managers at the Algonquin where I was staying. And she told me they just keep replacing the cat and don't tell anybody when the cat kicks it.
I have a feeling that was always the case.
Well, I didn't know. I
the cat's not 80 years
old. Well, I didn't know, but I loved staying at that hotel. It was really
nice.
I
have a feeling this is done.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the Broadway
Again,
corner.
We're going to talk about what corners actually are, but we'll do that in a meeting after this
Next
podcast.
Time I go to Broadway, I'll be excited to do another one.
Again, when I classify a corner, I might say at the beginning of the show, I saw this, it was great. I saw this, it was great. A corner is not that.
Well, no, I need to give people news that I'm not David.
I think they know.
We should start this show.
I'm really trying. I need to tell my dentist that the reason I'm grinding my teeth is not just because I'm not wearing my mouth guard. It's for different reasons. Because my jaw just clenched up. I think our audience knows what just happened, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll let you have your fun.
Go see Some Like It Hot, everybody. Loved it. Great show.
And Woods. You recommend Woods as well.
I recommend Woods as well, but yeah. Some Like It Hot, it was, again.
That's a new show.
Yeah, it was really great.
Not new show. It is a musical adaptation of a
musical
movie.
Musical adaptation.
Which there is already a musical adaptation of Some Like It Hot called Sugar.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
By Jerry Herman.
The woman who played Sugar Cane was pretty fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I will say this about the show. It modernizes it, but doesn't forget that the show is supposed to take place in the 20s.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, it's not, I don't know another word to use for it. It's not a woke revisionist retelling of a story. It feels organic and human, but it still is able to, talking about modern themes now.
Yeah.
And I actually walked away from that show with a lot of joy, but also with a lot of, in a way, hope that we're still dealing with a lot of the same things we're dealing with then that we are now.
Yeah, totally.
But there are people that do want to just be there for other people and don't want to judge them.
Yeah.
That was the theme I walked away
I think
from that
that's
show.
A really smart thing to talk about, that we don't need to do revisionist history on what we call, on what people were living then. Why can't we present it and say, that's not how things were, and that's okay.
That happens in television shows.
Yeah.
It was like with Ryan Murphy's.
Oh, don't get me started. Like Hollywood?
Yeah.
Hollywood was an actual, he intended to create a revisionist of what Hollywood would be.
I know,
like.
But I watched that and I thought, what is this doing?
I still think the most unbelievable part of Hollywood is that someone say, I'm going to move to Hollywood and be a screenwriter. You're nothing. You were the help.
You're not wrong.
You'd be a playwright. And then you'd be demoted to be a screenwriter in the studio system. That was what no one did any research on.
None.
I'm going to write movies you wouldn't believe of. Who gives a shit? You're not acting them. You're not directing them. The writer as a medium only came up in like the 40s and 50s. It was ridiculous. Anyway, I'm getting out over my skis here. It makes me angry.
Sorry, y'all. I got him all. I wired him up. Well, because you've enjoyed that Broadway corner.
I didn't enjoy it. Again, we're going to have a meeting to talk about what corners are. I thought we were clear. Y'all, YouTube Live is happening not the last Saturday of the month, because that is Thanksgiving weekend. It is going to be happening the 20th at 4 p.m.
Pacific time.
Pacific time / 7 p.m. Eastern time. Also, announcement, December 12th. We should have made this last time.
We should have.
December Sunday.
Oh,
December,
our holiday show.
I'm sorry. Right? December 11th. That's right.
December 11th.
Did we do December 11th?
I don't.
Because we're not doing the 18th. December 11th at 4 p.m. / 7 p.m. Eastern.
I think we did say the
that 11th, is the watch the YouTube Live Christmas Spectacular.
That is our Christmas Spectacular.
What do we call it last? Christmas Gala.
I don't think we call it that.
But y'all, we sing carols. It's where we normally read my version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. that may or may not take place in a sex spa.
And you're not changing it. You're going to add another verse, but it's a classic now. I want word for word. Word for word.
And usually Maddie gathers around my feet.
Yeah, it's true.
Like a child.
I'm hoping we can cast actual children in it this year, just to hear.
Oh.
Just for the effect.
And one can sit on my lap.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we're going to be doing...
Well, I talk about ball gags and cleaning up some semen.
Yes. We're going to try to do some... I've got some ideas. I haven't talked to you about them yet. I'm not going to talk about them here because I thought about them on the plane. I
hope it's better than the corner idea.
Yeah.
Again, just telling what you did in New York is not a corner.
I liked it. I didn't know. Who knew there was a whole holiday Christmas park in Bryant Park? I just went shopping. Oh, I got Christmas ornaments. I bought candles. I bought you a gift. Found your Christmas gift right there.
Boy,
not really
what
Christmas
a
gift.
Sucker.
We don't do Christmas gift, just gift.
Sucker.
Oh.
This is the same person who paid for the valet today at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Where am I supposed to park?
Across the street like I did. And I walked across it.
All right, we got to go. You got to
valets for suckers.
You've got to go see a gay play.
I
got to
go see The Inheritance
and
tonight.
I've
got
to go
Part
see
two.
Black Panther or Wakanda.
Wakanda
Live.
Forever.
Yeah.
People have been raving.
I'm very excited, but I had to see it this weekend because otherwise I'll get spoiled.
What?
I'll get spoiled.
Spoiled.
That's what I said. I don't want to get spoiled.
I'll see it around Thanksgiving when there's nothing to do.
You know what I will say? I watch, so when I did go see that musical, Some Like It Hot, it's very like Bombshell and Smash Mouth, the music and everything. But there's a song that both of them sing, I forgot what the title is, but the title is something like, I'm not going anywhere with him or me, and it made me think of you, and I got teary, and
oh.
I thought about you, and I wished you were there watching the musical with me.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then Doris coughed and opened a cough drop, and I was like, I'm glad Poodle's not here, because you would yell at her.
I would have slapped it out of her hand.
But
she should have unwrapped that before
that
it started.
For 5 seconds, I missed you.
That's sweet.
You're welcome.
Y'all, unwrap your cough drops.
No, we don't have time for this. You got to go. You've got to go see a gay play. Does this one have nudity in it again?
I hope so.
Do they have
the
to get naked every
did
time?
The first part did have nudity in it. It's nice. Let's talk about...
I don't know. Maybe I'll go now.
A trip to...
I didn't know they were naked.
A trip to see another potential.
Potential.
We're meeting the potential baby maker.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Which Kim has called her.
Yes, the baby maker. Yeah, whoever would ever see it.
Farah Deet, who is 18 years old, who is gorgeous.
So, like, I love... Did you notice the music they played whenever, like, Usman and his mother there? It was, like, this just beautiful, like...
Yeah. Like... you know Kim died.
They would have played that music, and then when we saw her done a record scratch.
Y'all.
Because she's that gorgeous.
Like, Kim saw her and just went,
oh. Whoa. That is a potential. That's a very beautiful girl.
She's 18 years old.
Oh.
Like, if they found someone who, if they looked and canvassed all of Usman's region, as he calls it, and found the girl that Kim would most object to, they found her.
Yes. I mean, I wrote, she's pretty, she's pretty, she's pretty. And then I took notes on what they were talking, and then I had to write again, oh my God, like, she's beyond stunning.
I would die.
Yeah, I would die. She is cool.
I'm gay and I'd fuck her.
But, oh, that's true. This is a little bit of a side. This is a Below Deck aside, y'all. I have to say, if you haven't listened to the last Below Deck episode where Ben and Ronnie go off about crispy pancakes, go fucking listen to that, y'all, by the way. I'm not even going to recreate it.
I know they had
Ben goes off.
I know he had a lot to say.
He had a lot to say about crispy pancakes. So be sure to... we're excited to do our holiday collab with them again.
We have decided on a film.
We have.
And we'll be announcing that soon.
We don't know when. We didn't talk about it. Maybe we should talk to them first.
I'm emailing them beginning of week. We already said talked about it.
I don't remember that. You didn't talk about it with me.
You were having your Broadway corner.
It's probably like when I texted you and said, Mary Millions is back. You said, didn't we talk about that?
I think I did tell you.
No, you did not. Things just happen in his mind sometimes, and he thinks he told me.
I'm begging you to start the season.
You just have a dream about it.
So the only thing we need to tell you guys here is he basically says, who are my competitions to this girl? And he's like, there are none. Boy, this is from the Poodle book.
Boy, this is.
I'm a virgin, I promise. And he says, do you follow my songs? This is the way he talks
to
women.
Terrible. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
And then he says, how many children do you have? She's like, no more than four. He's like, perfect. The perfect number.
Faradit? Is that how it is?
Faradit,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty nice.
And then she does say, I came across him and his music on social media. And
social media.
And he says, he's like, I must tell you, there is a lady with whom I'm in a relationship, and because of her age, she cannot give me children. She's like, would you consider being the second wife if I married her first? And then I would marry you. And she went, no!
Thankfully,
what are you fucking kidding me?
She said, yeah, no, that's not happening.
She's like, you marry me first, then her.
God.
Because guess what? That's what your mom says. Would you go against your mom? And I'm like, well played.
It's interesting.
Knight to queen four.
To queen four. Because he's sitting there, even while his mom's talking, he's sitting there like a teenager, like with his head and his hand at all board. And then the way he talks to her, I want to say that he's a dick, but I don't know if this is just culturally the way men in Nigeria just speak to women.
I think so.
And I don't want to categorize something his, you know, who he is, but whatever it is, it's not really pleasant to watch how it's just I know you're used to this at 11:30 at night, but there was no romance there.
Sometimes there doesn't need to be. Sometimes it's just a transaction.
Yeah, but why are you still broke?
Oh, didn't say it had to do with money. Didn't say it had to do with cash.
Yeah. I have a joke, but I'm not going to make it. Not after last episode.
No, please.
No.
So he basically says, give me your phone. We can talk freely. And so he has her number.
Lock, number. Lock it. I'm going to tell Darcy and Stacey coming back in January, y'all.
I guarantee you. I don't think Kim had given him clearance to do that.
No.
So
it'll be really interesting. I'm sure. I just want to say, I think that whenever Kim watches this back in the tell-all, she'll talk about,
it was really hurtful. It was really hurt to be disrespected like that.
And I'm going but this is exactly what we would expect because he's vetting a second/first wife. So why are you surprised?
She lives in a magical world.
She's going to play the victim of it. Like, I just gave him a ring that said, #I won.
Well, she even says later on, she's like, well, how'd it go? He's like, she's good. And I told her I wanted her to know that I loved you. And she's like,
well, it really, really hit me that I proposed to him last night, and he just went to meet this woman.
And she's already spiraling.
Yes.
And she's basically saying, how was the excursion? And she's like,
so she's not ugly? She's not ugly?
And she's like, she's fine. She really soft pedals the idea that she's a knockout.
He does say later on, well, she is beautiful. And she just kind of goes, it looks like 1,000 bees sting her from the inside of her mouth. She just kind of goes,
She does make that face.
Mm-hmm. Walk me through it. Walk me through.
And then she's like, well, listen, I'm being loyal to my mom. So she's going to see that we're doing as much as we can. And
she's not ugly. But that's not, that was smart for him to say, but that's not love, you know?
That's what we have.
That's what we have.
And then she's, that's when Kim brings up, I just proposed to you last night. I don't know why you're talking about this. And then he says, then she sees, where's your ring?
Wait, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. She looks down. Again, it's like the bees go crazy. She goes,
whoa, where's your ring? Where's your ring, Uthman?
She does do that. She does just her head in her hands.
And then, where the,
and then she says, he says, in my region, we don't wear rings.
And I wrote, guess what, Uthman? Men don't wear rings when they're engaged here either. Sometimes gay men do, but guess what? Not a, her custom does either. It's just because she wants to fucking own you.
Yep. Yep. That's what it was.
So guess what, Uthman?
This,
you're right.
This was a rubber stamp that says,
I won.
Yes.
Mine.
Yes.
On him.
It's like when that guy just, I try to talk him. It's like, well, where did you, so where are you from? And he just throws me over and takes a Sharpie and writes dump on the back of my back.
This is where the dick goes. Dumpster.
Dumpster. Sorry. Terrible today.
Where are you from?
Turnover. Okay. Oh, okay.
So he basically says, I'm trying to play safe for everyone.
He said, I took it. I'm trying to please my mother. I didn't want drama.
Look. I've been very grateful.
She always says that.
Y'all, graceful and Kimberly are words that never go together.
No. Just watch her walk.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been very grateful and respectful. I'm doing it.
And then she has this weird turn where she's like, I know this is a hard position for you to be in. I didn't mean to upset you. So it's like she totally relinquishes power. But did you think that was a quick turn?
Yeah.
Why?
She knows what he wants to hear.
She knows she can't win?
No, she just, it's not that. She just needs to believe outwardly in her own way that she's winning. She needs to just convince herself that she's winning.
That she's the hero of her story.
If she can convince herself that she's winning, that's what he is. He handles her well. And I say that in a very gross way. He can manipulate her well. He makes her think she's always winning.
Because she doesn't have any self-confidence.
Zero. And at one point, he's like,
I'm going to get in your lap.
And she just like climbs up on him.
Yeah, she gets in his lap. They kind of make up. She's like, I just hope your mom will have more respect for me. And I went, his mom doesn't give a flying fuck about you. And why should she?
Yeah.
What are you to her?
So y'all, the big news is,
Osman's mother wants to meet us right away.
Okay. Oh, next morning. Yeah. She's like, I'm like, she called me. I'm like, whoa, okay. Oh, and I'm like, looking at the phone, looking at my mirror, I'm going, pull your energy up, Kimberly. You got this. pull it together. We'll do it. Okay.
She's so annoying. And so his brother, Muhammad, and mom, they say, how was the woman? How was she? He's like, medium rare. She's okay. He's like, I haven't settled on her yet. But she basically
mom
says,
is side eye. Oh yeah, by the way, brother Mohammed is there.
Yes, so no Farouk.
The brother that, not the hard ass, the one, yeah, that gets along.
And they're like, we have an agreement for you.
And we're like,
I was like, is this a pernerp?
Is this a pernerp? And y'all, we all know what it is. And then like 5 minutes later, Kimberly goes,
as I'm reading this, it hit me. This is a blessing.
It's a blessing. And I was like, yes, bitch, of course it's a blessing.
So, y'all, she gets the blessing, what she's been hoping for how long now?
I don't know. Mom says, you have my consent. And then mom says, I've given up for now. I mean, it looks like she's got grandchildren with other people.
Yeah, that's all I've got about them. This is one of those episodes where we did have six storylines, so we don't get a lot of detail.
No.
We got kind of detail about two of them, and everybody else was kind of like, we were racing through that. We're going to take a quick break and get to Jovi and Yara.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Hey, Yara, you want to go out with me with my friend Talmadge, and we're going to go drink beer and maybe go to strip joints?
Jovi, hey. Jovi, that sounds terrible, Jovi.
Hey, that's what we do.
Jovi, why are you such a like slut, you, Jovi? Sorry, y'all. His neighbor just dropped
She's
something.
She's using a belt sander.
She puts it and it just rolled like a cannonball. That completely dismantled our theater.
I could actually sue her.
Y'all, poor poodle. My downstairs neighbor is moving out and she gave me her couch. It looks so gorgeous in my apartment.
Good.
I manifested that too. I wanted a green Art Deco couch and she was moving and I got one. But anyway,
that's the gayest manifestation I've ever heard of.
Not lie.
When you say green Art Deco couch, what does that mean?
It's this green velvet couch, but it's not like that teal green that everybody's into.
Yeah, but what is Art Deco about it?
But it's got like on the backing of it, it has this kind of, a lot of Art Deco stuff either has like sun rays or it'll have, I don't know what it's called, but the kind of... almost like waterfall, I guess it's called, like they'll call them waterfall cabinets or the curvature and like the arches that kind of, and so the back of the couch is curved and then it's got these long indentions and it looks almost kind of like the seashell.
Oh, that is Art Deco.
Yeah, it's really pretty. Anyway, well, I don't know what I was saying. You waylaid me talking about gay couches.
Anyway, y'all, Yara and Joby are going out with his friend T. No one can say Talmadge T. Buford D. Puckerfusser. Puckerfusser from
T.
Georgia.
Oh, I know what it's going to say.
Talmadge T. Buford Talmadge T. Pufferfucker.
I saw his name and I just wrote T. I couldn't do it. But I asked my neighbor, I told you this earlier, but y'all, poor poodle, because I asked my neighbor, I said, do be honest, you're moving out. How loud am I? Do you hear me all the time? And she said, I never hear you. I said, really? She's like, if you're watching a loud movie, I'll like hear the bass of like an action movie. But she said, other than that, I don't hear you walk. I don't hear anything. And I just looked at her and I went, poor poodle.
I don't understand how she does it.
I don't know. It's beyond.
I know. And I even asked... I asked the person in the front, I said, do you hear people above you? She's like, not really. So it's not that the ceiling and the floors are thin at all.
No, our buildings were built around the same time.
So she somehow manages to drop and throw things down on her floor. I don't know how she does it.
Constantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all, if you're, if you're in a coven, do we have a sissy coven group?
And see, here's the thing: we should. It's not that I don't want harm to be to befall her. I want energy to distract her from this place. She's kind of a seeker anyway.
She's lost anyway.
She's quite lost. You know,
we're talking too much about her life, and I feel uncomfortable. We should backtrack from this.
She told me
she doesn't agree to be on this podcast.
She told me yesterday she was going down to Long Beach to see her, in her only way she can. I'm going to Long Beach to see my friend, and I don't really know where we're going. And I heard her come back. I've got Black from the show from The Inheritance last night around 10:45, and she came in around 11:15, clomping in her giraffe heels as she normally does, and being talking to her friend on the phone. So they must have gone to Long Beach, and
she didn't take her heels off in her apartment.
She does after a little bit, but she has to clomp into them. Apartment living is not for the faint of heart, y'all. And I only live. This is only an eightplex. There are only 8 units here.
I know.
She really, anyway. But if you, I was going to say, if you know of any way where I can distract her and make her and manifest things for her that is better for her, so she would leave, and a person who has normal steps would live above me.
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to get on Zillow again, y'all. And you know how that turns out. It never works.
He gets obsessed with Zillow.
And then he
comes to me saying, I think I could buy a home in Windsor Square.
I think I could buy a $5 billion house.
Like, you can't afford that.
Maybe. A 20% loan? Sure. So Joby and Yara, y'all, we're meeting Talmadge.
Talmadge.
He talks like this. And we used to go to strip clubs, and we partied all the time. And, you know, you must have been the one to take away my travel partner.
What do you mean, travel partner T?
This is a perfect friend. You could totally imagine Joby hanging out with this douche nozzle. Now, is he pushing a little hard for TV? Of course he is. But that's what this show does really well. He basically said, she's like, and then Yara comes back. She's like, do you drink and are you being like to strip clubs like Joby? And he's like, yeah. She's like, I knew it. I knew you did.
Well, then he says, you know, oh, when Joby was dating that Ukrainian girl, and she went, Joby, it's nice to hear he was dating a Ukrainian girl. I knew nothing about this.
Now, this is the thing. I really do believe whoever you dated in your history before someone else, who cares? It's over.
I agree. I'm trying to think of when that would matter.
Yeah. If you dated,
let's say you get with person, you date person B, but you realize that, I guess maybe if you dated someone's ex-husband or wife or something, maybe like that.
Well, the only thing I can think of is,
son?
Like in my experience, if I'm dating person A for a while, and then I start dating person B.
Are A and B in a relationship?
A slashes my tires. That would be...
A and B are in a relationship.
Yeah, or they knew each other. Or A has a wife who's very angry at me. So I'm saying that maybe is stuff you'd have to open up before you got married.
Maybe.
And you can say... it's almost like you can talk about it, but you don't have to be either jealous or act like it's something, you know, I don't know. I don't get that either. I feel like maybe it's because we're gay.
I mean, think about it. Like, think about the guys that you've dated and the ones you really cared about. They've been with many, many men before that have given them
pleasure. I was the best one.
But they've had pleasure the way you've given.
Nope. I was the best. They had others after they left me.
So you're fine. So yeah, Jake's fine with it, everybody.
I'm fine with it.
Let's move on, shall we?
But no, it's almost like they're trying to, and she kind of takes the bait, or maybe she's playing for the camera. I don't think they know what they want to do with this story this season. I think It is 60 to 70% fraudacity. I think they enjoy being, I think Mila, sorry, Yara really being, enjoys being on TV because it can help her sell her her makeup line.
I think that there is a lot of fraudacity in the storyline as well. Like, because even when he said, like, they're going to go, Yara says, oh, we're going to go visit my friend in Germany. And Joey says, oh, well, can T come too to Germany?
Because he lives in Germany, Yara.
And Yara says, Jovi, this is not party trip. I'm going to see someone who fled my country because of the war, not to see strippers.
Now,
and Jovi goes, so he can come. What else are we going to do?
I gotta
that
say,
made me laugh a lot.
I got to say, it's like, what else am I going to do? Am I just going to help people on your party trip?
And I will say, I don't know if that's fraudacity because that's just Jovi being Jovi. That is Jovi being Jovi, y'all.
So he can come then? Like, it's like, fine, Yara.
Because
what I think is, Jovi did make a point. He's like, so I can have someone who I could go off with. I think she would prefer Jovi not be there.
But she wants someone to help her friend so she doesn't have to watch her baby.
Yeah.
So she, because otherwise, Jovi's just going to leave her with the kid.
That's true.
And go off in fucking Berlin.
But I don't think Jovi wants to be dad staying
at
home.
No, he doesn't want to be vacation dad.
Yeah.
He wants to be vacation Jovi.
Yep. Yeah.
It's not, it's, we're getting Jovi of season one, who still wants to go out and party a lot. Jovi,
I think we get Jovi season one at least 50% of the time.
Because he's just Jovian.
Yeah.
He's just Jovian. That's in his nature, y'all.
Speaking Jovi right now, you're very Jovi right now.
It's what Mama Gwen even said she worried about too.
Anyway, there's not a lot there. Again, it's hard for me to commit to this other than to think it's fun. Hopefully, we'll see more of T and more of strippers.
T's cute.
He is cute.
He's cute.
Y'all, he is extremely old Georgia. That's some old Talmadge is a Revolutionary War name.
What do you think about the T that's attached to, or D that's attached to a T?
A D that's attached to T. It's substantial.
Okay.
It's nice. Doesn't know how to use it. Doesn't know how to go down on a woman.
A lot of limp drunk dick. Boy, I just see memories playing in your mind.
Yeah.
A lot of guys. Same. Me too.
That was not good.
Yeah. No, like, damn it. I shouldn't have bought them that drink.
Angela and Michael.
Michael.
Okay.
There's been like a big thing that's kind of blowing up. We don't normally talk about news, but we want to tell y'all to chill a little bit because there's apparently a shot of them. Everybody's saying that Michael's in Walmart. But you were talking about this before. A lot of sissies now are counteracting, saying that's not Walmart. There's a lot of stores in Nigeria that look like that.
That look like big.
So we,
so we don't know.
We
now,
don't
there,
know.
There have been other shots that have location of him in Georgia. You know, they're both getting a real thrill out of putting this on Instagram. Mostly
they love,
Angela.
They love wanting y'all to wonder where they are.
So just either care for it, don't care for it. The thing you need to know is that Angela is literally exhausted.
Literally exhausted. She's just lighting that cigarette again.
This is interesting. She actually says this, and this cuts to the actual root of who she is. You know, I don't want to, who wants to admit that you made another mistake at my age? That is exactly
that
why
is
she's
true.
With him.
That is,
that's exactly why she won't let him go. That is exactly why she's so possessive. It's why she's so jealous. And she, because if he were to actually come out and say he's cheated on her,
mm-hmm.
she did, then she would have to admit that she made a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think her ego could take it.
No.
So all this, y'all, this crazy anger, abusive shit is to protect her fragile ego.
Agreed.
And that's actually the saddest part of it all. Because I think, do I think she loves him? I think she does.
I think she does, or
yeah.
she did.
Yeah, or she did, yeah.
She did. I think maybe still does.
Weirdly, I think he loves her.
Well, Michael said, he sits there, yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying
he
that.
He finally sits there and he said, I will delete the Instagram. He said, I feel bad about it, discouraged, but I want to
for
save
real
my
this
marriage.
Time, he like said, he did the BJ
said,
for real.
Yes, he said, I'm going to delete the Instagram. Are you happy now? And she says, I love you, Michael. I always love you, Michael. You put me through the ringer. But then she says, let me see your phone.
So it's never enough. And that this is moving the goalposts.
And this is the abusive part. It's never enough. It is, okay, you did that. Now I also own your phone. And she has no right to do any of this. If he did this to her, she would completely, she did. He took her phone.
Yep.
It was just holding it and she flipped out.
And y'all, and then she's looking through it and she says, who's Angel? And it's a friend. And she's like, well, I'm going to call him.
Now that's the same person that said the slang.
His person.
And Nigerian Sissy said this actually is a
this
saying.
Is confirmed. My person or they're my person or person's person is a slang.
Yes. Yeah.
So it doesn't mean.
It's like where we say like.
Doesn't mean that Grey's Anatomy, you're my person.
No, it means like we are like, oh, my friend, that she's my ride or die or she's my secret keeper or she knows where the bodies are buried.
My guy, my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bitch.
Yeah. So
actually, I don't call you my bitch because you've heard that too much in other terms.
It turns me on sometimes.
You know what? So have I.
So.
My sister.
That's better. Michael says, why is she only pointing fingers at me when she was doing the same thing? I don't.
Not her way.
And it's interesting. I think. He is trying to be rational about this with her in only the way he can. And it's just like, sometimes I wish he would just fight fire with fire with her. And I would like to see what her reaction was.
So when you say that, what should he do then in this situation?
Actually come back at her and actually give her, when she yells at him, actually raise his voice in the same level. I wonder what would happen.
I don't think Michael doesn't have a lot of common sense, but I think he has enough sense as a black man, not in another country, on a white woman on television, not to scream at her.
That is true. That's a good point.
I think he won't ever do that, and Angela knows he won't.
That's a good point.
And she has him by the balls on that.
Yep. I think you're right. Even in Nigeria.
Because he knows how that will look and how will that be perceived. Yeah, he won't do it.
Because he came to it.
Yes, and you know that Angela will, she'll, what's to top Angela to like say that, and that's what he said, I think in this episode, he said, when I go over there, when I go to America, what's going to happen to me?
Yeah.
He's going to be totally at her control. And he'll never be able to raise his voice because she'll say, he abused me, whatever, in fucking Georgia and get him arrested.
It's interesting you say that. I don't think
she'll do that.
I think that would be admitting she's weak. No, it's interesting.
I don't think she'll do that, but I think Michael thinks that. Let me just
put
I actually don't think Angela would. There's a lot of things that Angela do that I know that a lot of sissies of color have talked about how they really get offended and triggered by her.
Yeah, there are microaggressions.
Yeah, there's a lot of microaggressions with Angela. I don't think she would do that, but who knows?
But
he worries about it.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. I actually think she trusts him probably more than he trusts her.
I agree with you.
Because what you trust with that Tasmanian cigarette?
Yeah, I think she's pretty unpredictable.
Yeah.
In that way. Tasmanian cigarette.
Michael.
And that's when she goes, can't you see my pain? And
no, we can't because your face is frozen. I'm still going
to
say it.
And it's interesting when she goes to that. It's interesting when she says, can you see my pain? She's not showing vulnerability.
Yeah, because she's every time I snap.
That's
pain,
not vulnerability, you guys. She's not saying.
That's a good clarification.
She's not saying, look at me crying. She's weaponizing that.
Yeah.
She says, can't you see my pain means this is what you did to me. It's blaming and it's shame.
Yeah.
And this is not vulnerability. And so when someone says, look what you're doing to me. You know, that kind of thing,
that is extremely a shaming thing. That says you may have said that you can't make someone feel a certain way about anything.
No, you can't. Don't you think too? I kind of had the revelation of in this. It really is not even about Michael. I think Angela would have done this with anyone, but I realized, the reason Angela's with Michael is because a man in the U.S. won't put up with this because he can just leave.
Amen, 100%.
Because what Angela actually, I think, wants in this relationship, almost just as much probably as feeling loved or whatever that is for her, but on the negative side, she wants to use a man to punish him for all the other men that fucked her over in her life.
Yep.
And I realize that's where all this anger, I think, comes from her, is not feeling loved, but also feeling dismissed and feeling belittled and feeling horrible at the hands of other men.
Yeah. And it's 100%
and Michael
wrong.
Is the whipping boy.
Yeah. And it's 100%. We can understand it, but it's 100% wrong.
Yeah.
And she does say, what's interesting is, because she does this, she starts to cry. He immediately has to go into the role of comforter.
Yeah.
And then at one point she says, so are you going to stay with me or go home?
What do you think?
And she said, you know the answer. And she says, I love you. And so they're now back together. Y'all, this is a loop.
And that's where he says, I've got to put my foot down sometimes. Otherwise, when I go to the U.S., my life is going to be hell. And I wrote, yes, it will be. It will be hell for you.
Yep. I don't think
it's like you said, it's such a toxic cycle.
I don't think he's ever going to make it. I'll be shocked.
The only thing that I think redeeming about this storyline, and I still say this because I still think some people are in. Is there a spider web across? I thought I saw a line.
Who cares?
People have these cyclical toxic relationships. This is not uncommon for people to break up and go back mm-hmm. and do this over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. Sadly.
That's the show, y'all.
It's like my fourth husband and his wife.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. All right, you go see your gay.
And maybe my 11th husband, Ryan Bailey.
God. Oh no.
Ooh.
God.
I won't even kill that one.
Y'all, he flirted with him so much during that collab. It was gross. I had to edit out parts of it because at one part Jake just went Ryan and Ryan pinched his nipple because he's into it.
Ooh.
It was a lot.
Ooh.
Y'all were disgusting.
Y'all, he had a pup mask on.
He did.
I
he
lost
had his
my
own,
mind.
He had his own pup mask.
I didn't have the heart to tell him
it
that.
It wasn't the right. It was actually like a cute little dog.
And I was like, Ryan, a pup mask is absolutely filthy.
And made out of leather. And usually smells like armpits.
Yeah. And usually you didn't get the tail attachment. You need to get the tail.
That's the show, everyone. All right. You can go to realitygaze.com. You can go to our Twitter, reality. I don't know what our Twitter is, and I don't know how much longer it's going to be.
Reality Gaze Pod.
That's it. Our Instagram, though, which we are posting on regularly, is Reality Gaze Podcast. And our TikTok is Reality Gaze. And we're posting. Y'all, we're doing.
Did you hear about Doja Cat freaking out because she couldn't change her Twitter name? She changed it to Christmas. And she's like, Elon Musk, help me change my Twitter name back.
Who's
poor Doja Cat? She is a singer. You are a caveman, and you're living in that bunker still. Doja Cat is a pop singer. She is around and in the world.
I've never heard of Doja Cat. What song does she sing?
Kiss Me More.
How does that go?
You can kiss me more. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. Is she really that popular? I don't.
We need to go.
I haven't heard of her.
You're ancient. You are out of touch.
Y'all, that's the show. So leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wow.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've ever asked someone to marry an oldie, first, before you.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's where the money is, and then you get the next one.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.